This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. On Monday, U.S. Senate Agriculture Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow released the Senate Democrats' 2024 Farm Bill text. The National Pork Producers Council issued a statement in a press release in response to the text, saying, quote, "This is simply not a viable bill, as it fails to provide a solution to California Prop 12," end quote. We will hear more from United States Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, next.
Attention!
What's with your father?
I finally got him to look at John Deere Operations Center.
You, call in air support and pass the word. We're mobilizing.
What's he saying?
We finished the north fields and the trucks are moving east.
Crop duster, over. Harvest Hawk says redeploy. Redeploy!
Take command of your farm data. Check out Operations Center at johndeere.com.
Dad!
Hit it, son. Recon East Ridge. Go, go, go!
Operations Center, only from John Deere.
On Tuesday, United States Senator Chuck Grassley was asked during his weekly conference call with broadcasters and reporters about the importance of a federal solution to California's Prop 12.
According to pork producers around the country and in Iowa, it's very, very important, not only from the standpoint of making sure we can market Iowa pork in California, but it's a slippery slope that goes to other states for pork, but also to other states for government interference in agriculture.
Grassley says there were similar state-level referendums on the ballot during the November elections.
I note that over the last election day, there were two referendums, one in one county in California and the other for the whole state. Well, I don't know if it's the whole state of Colorado, but a couple referendums that were going to interfere with agriculture were defeated, so maybe another Proposition 12 isn't around the corner, but right now it's doing a lot of harm.
Grassley says that both houses of Congress need to address Prop 12 within the text of the Farm Bill in 2025.
And your question is best answered by saying, well, the House of Representatives realized it was a problem and included it in their Farm Bill, and we were hoping to get it included in the Senate Farm Bill. And next year, that's what we're going to have to do.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.